Mark 4 verses 1 to 20 shares the parable where God scatters the same seed onto very different soils, allowing each to grow in its own way. This passage reminds us of the beauty of diversity, not uniformity, and the gift of uniqueness in God's creation. Just like these seeds, ministry is not about sameness. As Reverend Marnie reflects, it is about being a source of rich, unique soil, helping future faith leaders recognize and embrace the gifts God has given them. I find that there is no one-size-fits-all in mentoring students, she says. It's always about what they hope to achieve, and walking alongside them as they explore their skills, personality, and calling. Ministry formation is about nurturing uniqueness, helping them grow into the best version of themselves. Walking alongside students, Marnie emphasizes the importance of open, trusting communication, allowing students to reflect, experience failure, and develop a humble approach to leadership. It is wonderful to see students navigate their own call to ministry, she shares. To see them build confidence and leave their placements with a more affirmed sense of self, rooted in self-awareness and an assertive approach to their congregation, is incredibly rewarding. For Marnie, theological field education placements and mentorship offer a safe space for students to be experimental learners. Here, they can test their theological ideas, engage in real conversations, and explore what truly matters for their future ministry. It is actually better sometimes to doubt, to make space to try and fail, Marnie explains. It's important to learn how to self-reflect and become a thoughtful leader, which often means breaking the assumption that we can always know exactly what to do. She reflects on how theological education can be very academic and head-focused. Ministerial formation, she notes, requires practical experience to help students transfer classroom learning into real-world contexts. This process is never one-size-fits-all.